Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar pop, pumpy, yummy, yumpkin. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Emily and Goodyear get revenge on her man, say aye.
Aye!
Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so we hear there's a situation with the hubby. What happened?
So last Thursday was Thanksgiving, and I had to actually work on Thanksgiving, and Sean had to work on Friday. So I left everything prepared for him. The turkey was already seasoned, ready to go into the oven for the kids so that he could cook it for them and that they would have a special Thanksgiving, even though I wasn't with them.
Aww, that's super nice of you.
Yeah, I thought it was so simple, very easy. Everything was ready and nothing for him to worry about, just to take care of our children.
Right.
But apparently it was not that easy because I was at work and I got 6 missed calls from my youngest son begging me to come home. He said that the food was disgusting and he didn't feel good.
What'd you make? Jeez.
Very weird because I'm a very good cook. And so I take a break and I ask for his dad to be put on the phone. And I'm like, Sean, what's going on? He said everything was fine. He cooked everything and the kids are just being dramatic because I'm not home with them. Okay, I took that at face value. And when I got home, I wanted some leftovers because, you know, it was a long day. And so I go to look for the turkey and it's cut up in the fridge, very uncooked. And so I asked Sean about it, and he said he cooked it not in the oven, but in the microwave.
Wait, he microwaved a turkey?
Yeah. Yeah, who cooks a turkey in a microwave?
Ew, how big is your microwave?
How small is that turkey?
Right?
He cut it up and put it in the microwave.
He cut it up? Oh, my God.
Wait.
Yes.
Oh, no wonder your kid didn't feel good. Did he get food poisoning?
Oh, my God, they all must have had food poisoning. It was disgusting.
Oh,
everyone was
poor
sick.
Babies.
My friggin' idiot of a husband cooks a turkey in a microwave, and now I'm taking care of all of them. Of course, he can't go to work. He's friggin' throwing up and everything else. And the best part of it all is that he blamed me for not leaving instructions on how to bake.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds about right, doesn't it?
It's your fault. You see that?
Who has Google?
Hello?
Alexa, cook my turkey.
It's all over Google. Like, what?
Yeah. So I need to get back at him because he's such a stupid ass. Like, I mean, who does that? I've never even...
Your husband?
I can't believe... Yes, I know. I married him. It kind of makes me dumb, too, but...
Yeah, that's the one who's dumb here, girl.
Yeah.
You left him with something that he should have very easily prepared for your kids and ended up getting everybody sick. No.
Yeah.
How the kids feeling?
The kids, they're feeling better now, but it was just a nightmare.
So how many seconds are we going to give to Emily?
Ooh, 270.
270 seconds, what we're going to give you, hon. This is what we're going to do. We're going to call your man, Sean, up. 270 on our clock to convince and coax him how to to baby talk to you. That way we embarrass him back as he basically embarrassed. I don't know what the hell he embarrassed, but he spoiled your Thanksgiving, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's spoil his morning. Do you guys baby talk in the relationship?
Yes, we do.
Like out in public in front of the kids or just closed doors in the bedroom?
It's usually private, but this is good.
How good?
Oh my gosh, Joey.
Hello, you wear slippers in bed? Hello.
What?
Slippers.
Does he slip? Never mind.
Oh my, okay. Okay.
Emily got a freaky laugh. We need his number. We're going to call him up and embarrass him live on the radio, okay, Miss Emily?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We got that cupcake call up next with your morning mess. The Morning Mess. We are back with this cupcake call. We spoke to Emily. Unfortunately for Emily, a couple of things. She had to work this year on Thanksgiving last Thursday, and she married an idiot. So, Emily.
Wow.
You try to make it as easy as you could under the circumstances for your husband and the kids for Thanksgiving.
Yes, I did.
I mean, literally, you put out all the food for him to make for the kids for Thanksgiving, and he got it wrong.
Absolutely. Seasoned turkey and everything. Ready just to bake.
You know, here's the turkey. It is all seasoned. Here are the sides. Bake it. Boom. Kids will be happy when I get home. I have some leftovers, and we'll have some our own little Thanksgiving in bed. Hello. Mm-hmm. But what did your husband do?
He microwaved the turkey.
And this is not after it was cooked.
No.
This was...
No. He fed raw turkey to my children.
Oh, my God.
I can't even.
So disgusting. I don't even know what it looks like.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the whole house got sick.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, because I took care of them.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's fine, though, right now.
Yes. Everyone's much better right now.
But you're still kind of hot because he ruined Thanksgiving.
Yes, and I need him to pay.
You need to pay for that turkey he destroyed, man. Turkeys aren't cheap.
Mm-mm. No, they're not.
How many pounds was that turkey?
Oh, my God, it was a 10-pound turkey.
And it really did go in your microwave?
Yeah, because we like leftovers, but come on. It was definitely not edible after that.
You're right. A lot of leftovers in that toilet. I'll tell you that much.
That's true.
Is that stuffing? So how many seconds are we going to give, Emily?
270.
We're going to gift to you, because this is the season of giving, 270 seconds, you said?
Yes.
To convince and coax your man into baby talking to you, okay, Emily?
Okay.
We're going to ruin his morning like he ruined your Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We got you. He has no idea he's going to be live on the radio. Let's go, guys.
Hey, babe. Can you come home? I think the kids got me sick.
Oh, God. You too? Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got
man.
My head.
Is it your stomach?
Yeah, it's my stomach. It's my head. I feel queasy.
Oh, that's awful. I don't think I can get out of work right now. Do you want me to, when I come home, I can bring you some soup or something?
No, I definitely need to. I need something sooner, honey. Oh, my God.
Okay, well...
Can you do something for me, please?
Yeah, I mean, like, what do you want me to do?
Well, what honestly would make me feel a lot better is if you did that cute voice that you do for the kids when they're sick.
Wait, you want me to talk to you like the kids?
Please, that would make me feel so much better.
I just don't understand how that's going to help. Why do you want me to do that voice? It just doesn't, like...
Okay, first of all, is that too much to ask from your wife that just took care of you guys all last week?
No, okay, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, fine.
Somebody's got a little tummy, a rumble in his tummy. Does he want your daddy to come rub on his tummy? And daddy will take care of him and make sure nobody's going to be sick at all, and you're going to be all better.
Daddy likes to talk into tin cans.
Yeah, right?
Sound like a drowning cat.
Hey, Sean.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you're doing, but damn. You're live on the radio right now.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, you're not kidding you. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and you've just been Cupcake on!
Yeah!
Oh,
why did you do this?
Emily, you want to let him know why we're embarrassing him live on the radio?
Oh, honey, I feel so much better. you know what you did when you did not cook that turkey and you put it in the microwave and fed it to my children? You know
our
what you did.
Our children, and you
didn't have our. I almost killed my kids.
They were on my watch.
Listen, sorry I didn't know to cook it in the oven, but you didn't give me enough instructions. You just said there's just a turkey in the fridge. I don't know what I'm doing.
Obviously.
You've never, ever really? Seen someone cook a turkey for
I'm
Thanksgiving.
Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Jelly and cereal and mac and cheese. I've never cooked a turkey before.
Like,
what the trailer park is going on?
I have no idea, man.
Oh, man.
No, I apologize. Guys, I apologize that my husband is a dumbass.
Thank you. I accept your apology.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.